Have you ever thought about what you set in motion when you pray? We'll probably never know on this side of the dirt everything that's going on. Indeed, we should thank God that our eyes are blinded to much of the spiritual activity that goes on around us each day. Simply put, we wouldn't be able to handle it. I tell you, there's genuine spiritual warfare taking place. I think about the time that Daniel was praying and God sent an angel, a prince as the King James Version referred to him, as a territorial watchman set in place to counter Satan's fallen angels or princes of the air over a territory. Anyway, Daniel was so overwhelmed at the appearance of the supernatural creature that he fell down on his face in the presence of this awesome sight. Well, let's pick it up in audio form right at the point that the angel strengthened Daniel to be able to stand up. What follows next gives us a glimpse of what we can set in motion when we pray.
And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten myself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy word. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days. For yet the vision is for many days.
This is fascinating to think about. If our heart is set towards the things of God, we can pray and set in motion an answer to our prayer brought to earth by an angel sent from God. Now, it's not often that a vision, such as the one that Daniel experienced, comes along with the answered prayer, but it should be a comfort to know that God's angels are busy being faithful to minister to us as God directs them to bring an answer to our prayers. And a vision is not out of the question. God still moves that way. And then there's the passage from the book of Revelation in chapter 8. There we see that the prayers of the saints are brought up before God. Listen to this.
And another angel came and stood at the altar having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand.
But what can we glean from these two passages concerning our prayers? Well, for one thing, we know that the prayers of the saints, as the King James Version puts it, that would be Christian believers. Those prayers are brought up to the throne of our Creator, who in turn can dispatch an angel with the answer to our prayer. Another thing to remember is that, as we just saw from Daniel's account, fallen angels can attempt to block our prayers, and spiritual warfare is what that's called. Mind you, God is going to prevail, but sometimes the answer to our prayer may not come as quickly as we'd like. When this happens, we should always remember Ephesians chapter 6.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
How many want to talk to God today? Can I hear an amen?
Every problem has an answer, and if yours you cannot find, you should talk it over to him. He'll give you
That's exactly what I'm talking about.